Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Whether we realize it or not, politics in many ways resembles a magnificent game of chess. There are players and strategy and rules and winners and losers. With respect to politics, there are two overarching philosophies. We'll call them liberal and conservative, represented for the most part by the Democrats and Republicans. For the past 4 months, we've watched those philosophies at play in the halls of the Montana Capitol. Both sides did their best to enact laws that conform to their worldview, but because Republicans won so many races in the November elections, they had more pieces on our hypothetical chessboard to work with. In the end, Republicans had what can only be described as an historic session, not only from a fiscal perspective, but from a social and religious perspective as well. 6 bills were passed to protect the lives of the unborn. 2 bills protected religious activities on college campuses, and another put an end to biological male athletes competing on female sports teams. There was a bill to allow churches to speak to culturally relevant issues of the day without having to register themselves as political ballot committees, and another bill allowing Christian healthcare sharing ministries to operate freely in the state. All passed the legislature, and all became law. But that's not the end of the story. Republicans may control the legislative and executive branches of government, but there's a third branch, and it's arguably controlled by the Democrats. As legislators head for home, they leave behind them a slew of bills that will point the ship of state in a more conservative direction. The question is, will they be allowed to stand? For the past 16 years, Democratic governors have stood as a buffer between the legislature and the courts. Most conservative bills were vetoed, thus insulating the courts from the rough-and-tumble game of politics. Now, a Republican governor signed those bills, and Democrats are fully expecting the courts to protect their liberal flank. We heard it in hearing after hearing throughout the legislative session. Liberal lobbyists threatening legislators with legal action if conservative bills were passed. So is their faith in the courts well placed? From our perspective, it just might be. In the past 2 election cycles, the Montana Family Foundation has conducted studies on political contributions made over the past 30 years by candidates for judgeships. We found that on average, 96% of the political donations made by judicial candidates to candidates in partisan races went to Democrats. 96%. With those kind of numbers, it's hard to argue that there's no political influence whatsoever on the courts. To be fair, the Montana Constitution that was ratified by 0.5% in 1973 is one of the most liberal state constitutions in the nation. That, coupled with the perceived partisan bent of the judicial branch as a whole, gives liberals across the state hope that the actions of a conservative legislature can be blunted, if not overturned altogether. We know the bills are headed to court, and the outcome at this point remains to be seen. What is clear is that the removal of a Democratic governor as a buffer between the legislature and the courts will force the courts to expose their true nature. And just like the famous chess match between Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky in 1972, it should be fascinating to watch. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.